fundamentally shifting to recognize indigenous rights and title as pre-existing, rather than something granted by the Crown. How might this incremental approach fundamentally change the way future generations across North America view the very origins, legitimacy, and permanence of their municipal borders?
That is an incredible question to walk away with. It really changes how you look at a map of your own city.
It truly does.
That's a lot to chew on. Thanks for coming on this deep dive with us today and trusting us to help you navigate these complex sources. Keep your eyes open as the story develops, keep questioning the headlines, and stay intensely curious about the world changing around you. We'll catch you next time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and I will be your host today, like always, of course. This is the show. That each week we talk about a different band and sort of go through their catalog of music, their influences, their stylings, everything. And this week we're going to be talking about the band Tool. So I hope you enjoy this week's episode, The Band Tool. Now, Tool are a unique band as they are. They're pretty heavy, sort of bordering on heavy metal territory, but they're also very different. They are very progressive and very experimental, using a lot of electronic and sort of digital influences and triggers in their music, especially as their music went on and they got later into their careers. They're also a band that is very abrasively unapologetic, where they sort of cast out posers and inauthenticity. They're also a band of, I think, very, very smart musicians, because a lot of their songs tend to deal with very complex feelings and emotions and themes, and they also use a lot of odd time signatures in their songs, and they even have an entire album that uses the Fibonacci sequence as its sort of center workings. Like, every time signature is a different part of the Fibonacci sequence, the syllables of the titles of the songs line up with where they stand in the Fibonacci sequence. Like, track one would be first part, then two, then three, then so on. It's really cool, and it's very interesting to see that musically. It's very unique. And the first song, well, a little background, is they formed in LA in, I believe, 1990, and their first album came out in 1993. It was called Undertow. And the first song I'm going to play off that album is called Sober. So here we are, Sober by Tool. We'll be right back.
Guy, you're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, Yo-Yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Dan School of Drama and Music presents George Orwell's Animal Farm, a sharp political allegory that traces the rise and fall of a revolutionary ideal, exploring how the pursuit of equality, self-governance, and collective freedom become manipulated and corrupted by the lure of power. This new adaptation by Dr. Craig Walker, premiering at the Dan School of Drama and Music and featuring Queen's University students, foregrounds the enduring relevance of Orwell's warning about authority, propaganda, and the fragile nature of democratic ideals. The show runs from March 5th to 15th with 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. show options. March 5th is a Pay What You Can preview, and March 4th at 2 p.m. is a relaxed performance. Tickets can be purchased at showpass.com/dsdm-animal-farm.
Now that last song was Sober by Tool off of their first album, Undertow. Now that's a good song because I think it is a good gateway into the band. It's a pretty standard song, you know, it's a heavy metal song, I would say, an alternative metal song, but it also shows the prog influences in its musicianship as well, with the really intricate drumming, the power chords on the bass guitar, and then the heavy soloing and shredding on the lead guitar. Now, I'm going to start playing some of Tool's later discography, but before that, I think I'll get into a little bit of the history behind the band. Now, they're a band, like I said, from LA, And they were formed by Maynard James Keenan, who is the lead singer, and Adam Jones, who is the guitarist. And they were neighbors, and Maynard James Keenan kind of bounced around careers a lot. I believe he was in the military academy for a bit. Then he dropped out, moved to LA because he wanted to go into architecture. He was in art school. That didn't really work out. So we just started kind of playing his hand at a bunch of different artistic endeavors, a lot of them being music. And Maynard James Keenan once made a little demo tape of some music he wrote. And Adam Jones, the guitarist, got his hand on that. And he was amazed by Maynard's voice. And he was basically begging him to start a band with him. And Adam Jones was like, I know this drummer. And that drummer ended up being Danny Carey, their drummer, who is their longtime drummer, been their drummer since the beginning. And then they found this other bass player, Justin Damore, along the line, who plays on their first album. And yeah, they kind of did what any band did in LA at the time. They made the rounds, did the circuit until they eventually got picked up. And they did their first album, Undertow. And between their first album and then their second album, which I'm about to play, I believe is called Onima, Justin Damore got let go because he wanted to be a second guitarist for the band, but Adam Jones, as well as the other band members, were like, hell no, no, we're not doing that. And so for the second album, and then all the other albums in their career, they got Justin Chancellor, who is a genius and someone who really, really elevated their sound. And I think with the next tracks, you will see the evidence of that. And the next song I'm going to play is H by Tool.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Now, that last song was 46 and 2 by Tool off their second album. Now, I'm going to keep playing songs as from the band as their discography continues to go onward. Now, they're very sort of... they take a lot of time to make their albums. Like, there's a lot of time elapsed between releases for this band. For example, their most recent album came out in 2019, but the album they released before that came out in 2006. But I think that is a testament to how hard they work and their musical genius and the quality of their work. Like I said, they are unapologetically serious and they cast out inauthenticity. So yeah, I'm going to keep playing music from their career as their career progressed, and I want you to listen to how sort of they indulge in their progressive sound and their progressive roots and their roots in metal, but then also start to experiment more with more electronic sounds, and then also see if you can point out, if you can, it's definitely incredibly challenging, I haven't even attempted it, but see if you can point out sort of how they play with math and the Fibonacci sequence in the next two songs, the first of which being Schism by Tool, coming up next off their album Lateralis. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
those last two songs were the title track from Tool's third album, Lateralis, and Jam By, off of Tool's fourth album, 10,000 Days. Now, I hope you enjoyed listening to Tool tonight and experiencing their unique sound and the evolution of their unique sound and how they started off as a metal band, as well as mixing in some progressive rock elements, and then slowly along the way mixing in electronic and more computerized sounds as well, and finding a sort of cool balance, and also playing with really out there concepts like the Fibonacci sequence. And I hope you continue to listen to Tool, as I think they're an awesome band, and I hope you seek out more than just their music, seeking out also their personality and how they choose to present themselves, because I think they're a really cool and unique band, and I think it's almost admirable how serious they are and how authentic they are as a band. They're also each individually incredible musicians. Like Danny Carey as a drummer is considered one of the best drummers of all time, and it really shows, and it really, each part of their music, they're like, think about it, they're a four-piece band, and what they're able to accomplish sonically and musically is absolutely astounding. I don't think there's a single band out there that does that quite as good as Tool does. Now, that unfortunately is the end of our show. I'm out of time. I would love to play more of this band if I could, but I unfortunately can't, and all I can hope for is that you, in your own time, seek out this band more, because I think they're really cool, and I know they're one of those bands that people make fun of being pretentious about, but I think they have definitely earned that. So, my name is Liam. I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. The band was Tool, and I think they're really great, and I hope you think they're really great too.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me